The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
A very good Monday afternoon to you, Rolien.
Good afternoon to you too. Now here we're joined by a lovely new addition.
Robin. Yes, Robin Smukler. Say hello, Rolien.
Good afternoon, Rolien.
Don't be shy. I don't bite, at least not hard.
Well, anyway, Rolien. So I know we've been chatting quite a bit about, obviously, the election, what's been happening. It's been quite topical. It's in the news. So last week's Israel went to the polls, and the results have been a victory, as we know, for Netanyahu, who's expected to be tasked with forming a coalition. So what are the next steps now?
Well, the next steps, and they definitely have to come from our president, which is to formally task him, as well as other party members. But the first initial invitation will be given to Benjamin Netanyahu, the chairman of the Likud party, to start to form a coalition government. Now, he has started to meet with potential coalition partners. He has just met moments ago with the leader of Otzma Yehudit, that's the national religious, Itamar Ben-Gvir, at his office in Tel Aviv. They have been photographed for the first time together, not sitting next to each other and with other people in the picture, because the incoming prime minister to be is very, very cautious not to have been photographed with Ben-Gvir, because he is such a polarizing, such an inflammatory type of personality. But they have had their first meeting. It is expected, even though we don't have a readout or any minutes yet, that Ben-Gvir is going to ask for the portfolio of public security minister. Now, yesterday he met with Smotrich. Smotrich is the chairperson of the Otzma Yehudit, and he has caused a lot of controversy just moments ago, because he wrote a letter to the head of the Israel Professional Football Leagues and has demanded that soccer games or football games not be held on Shabbat. He has said that this is very serious in his eyes, and it is the league is choosing to close the gates on the religious community, and that it is undemocratic, unsportsmanlike, and a non-Jewish act that must be stopped. Now, this is not going to go down well with Israelis at all. Yesterday, Smotrich again under fire for blaming Rabin's assassination on the Shin Bet, saying that it was because of them that former Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated. This comes as we mark the anniversary of the assassination of a former Prime Minister, Yitzhak Rabin. And there has been pushback the last couple of days with some of the demands that Otzma Yehudi are making. They've wanted to try and walk back some of the rights for the LGBTQ+ community, and they have been told by Netanyahu that that is not going to happen. So I would imagine these have been quite, we'll call them robust meetings that have started to take place.
So he's now tasked with forming a coalition, and from what I understand is he's basically got a couple of weeks to set it up and then obviously to announce it. What the next few weeks obviously are key to the way forward, I should imagine.
The next couple of weeks are crucial. The chair of the Likud, Benjamin Netanyahu, has not been tasked yet. That will happen on Wednesday, when President Herzog is likely to return from COP27, where he is at the moment, and he will meet and formally task Netanyahu first with forming a coalition. If Netanyahu is unable to do that, he will then move on to other candidates and give the invitation over to them. But the next couple of weeks are going to be extremely, extremely crucial. And to be honest, I would hate to be Benjamin Netanyahu at this moment.
I can just imagine imagine the pressure on him. Yeah, it must be intense. And I, from what I understand also is, you know, he doesn't have everyone's buy-in, so it must be quite tough.
Well, he's not a stupid man, and he is a very good strategist. He understands full well the task and the challenge that he has ahead of him. Out the gate, I think he wanted to, you know, downplay some of the concerns that people have with the election results showing such a strong representation for Otzma Yehudi by saying that he wants a government of national unity. But the big question now, especially given some of the demands coming in over the last couple of days, is how exactly is he going to you know, quell the concerns, to reassure all Israelis, and not just Israelis, diaspora Jewish communities. We've already heard from Australia, the United Kingdom, the United States, people very concerned about Otzma Yehudi, as well as Western leaders, who have said that they are unlikely to want to engage Ben-Gavir or Smotrich. So the race is on, and you know, we have to have faith in Netanyahu that he's very, very well aware of the challenges that he has moving ahead.
And I mean, Netanyahu, I can imagine all the heads of state contacting him. I mean, this is key to the way forward. And yet President Biden hasn't. So why is this, do you think?
Yeah, so we have heard from Prime Minister Rishi Sunak earlier today, yesterday President Macron congratulating Netanyahu, inviting him to visit Paris. We've heard from Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, a very interesting choice, and this happened on Friday, especially given the recent comments about Jerusalem as Israel's capital. We've heard from the President of Hungary, Viktor Orban, and various other leaders, but missing from the roll call is President Biden. Now, some might say, you know, he's a little bit preoccupied with the midterm elections coming up, but Israel being a crucial ally for the United States, and the constant reassurance that we have from the U.S., that the ties between our two countries are strong, you know, election results are irrelevant. What matters are the ties between our two countries. This is definitely raising eyebrows. He is expected to call within the next couple of days, but the fact that he hasn't has raised some eyebrows here in Israel.
Especially, I mean, that being the U.S. Yeah, one would expect that. And you mentioned just now about the COP27 conference in Egypt, and we know it's taking place now. And what is President Herzog, what do you think he's going to present there, or what is he trying to take out of it?
Well, judging by the images and the readouts coming from the president's office, he has had a very busy day today. He has just met with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, offering him his congratulations and talking about how close relations between Israel and the United Kingdom are. He met earlier today with the President of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed. He met with King Abdullah, some lovely, lovely body language between President Herzog and King Abdullah of Jordan, turned into each other, fully engaged with each other. And he was also photographed meeting with Sanna Marin. She is the Prime Minister of Finland, also deeply engaged in conversation. So he is expected to present his vision for what he sees as a renewable Middle East. He says, especially for the sake of our children, and Israel is really hoping to become a world leader in looking for solutions to the challenges that the environment and the climate faces. And we have our first ever major COP pavilion. So very, very exciting times for Israel at COP27, which is being held in Egypt.
Who else would have accompanied him?
There is a very, very large delegation. So I would imagine we will have the Minister of Energy and Environment, Karine El-Khala. We will have people from government as well as the private sector, some of our key innovators, some diplomats who will be there engaging other world leaders, other attendees and players at COP27.
Looking forward to hearing more. Rolene, we are out of time. That was the Israel Report with Rolene Marks today, the 7th of November. Rolene, same time, same place tomorrow afternoon.